Today's shiur is Masechet Pesachim, Daf Pei Aleph, and we're going to begin on Daf Pei Amud Beis, approximately 18 lines from the bottom. To review, we had learned in yesterday's Mishnah that there's a concept of Tumas HaTohoim. Tumas HaTohoim is a Tumah that somebody never thought about, nobody expected that Tumah. And as we will learn, Mitzvah Shem, later in the shir, it's a tumah that nobody is actually aware of. And the Mishnah taught us that although normally the tzitz does not have the ability to be meratza, to be mechaper for someone who's tamei, the tzitz is only mechaper if the carbon becomes tamei. We learned in the Mishnah that there is one exception, that if a person became Tamei with Tumas HaTohoim, a Tumah that he's not aware of, then the halacha is that the tzitz is Meratza. Begins the Gemara. Boy Rami Bachoma. Kain HaMeratza B'Karben Nesayim. A kain who's bringing Karben Pesach, or bringing a carbon for a Nazir as he's completing his Naziris. Hotulai Tumas Tohoim Aloi. Do we say that just like for the person who's bringing the carbon, if he's unaware of his tumah, the tzitz will be a meratza, will be mechaper, so too will it work for the kohen. Mi amrinen, ki gamrinen tumas tahayim bebalim. Where is this halacha l'moshe m'sinai that the tzitz is meratza by tumas tahayim? That's by the owners of the carbon only. The kohen like gamiri, but not regarding the kohen who's offering the carbon. Perhaps the Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai tells us that in these Kabonos, in Karban Pesach, in the Karban of a Nazir, there is a concept that the Tzitz is Meratz of a Tumas HaTohoim, and it's Loishna B'Kayin V'Loishna B'Balim. It makes no difference who is the individual that had the Tumas HaTohoim that requires the Tzitz to be Mechaper for him, whether it's the owners, as the Mishnah taught us, or even the Kayin. And the Tosfos Rid explains that the Gemara's question is not that the Kohen became Tomei with a Tumas Tahoim. The Kohen became Tomei with an unknown Tumah. And then when he touches the carbon becomes Tomei. Because that certainly the Tzitz could help for. Because then we would be dealing in a situation where the animal received a Tumas Tahoim. And the Mishnah taught us that if the animal is Tomei with a Tumas Tahoim, the Tzitz helps us. The discussion here, says the Tosfos Rid, the Shaila of the Gemara, is that perhaps a Kohen who has a Tumah on him, albeit that it's a Tumas Tahoim, that he doesn't know about, still on him the Torah is Makbid, the Torah says that he is disqualified from doing the Avodah under all circumstances. Amar Rava. So Rava tries to answer the shayla. Toshma. We learned in a brayse. Tanir Rav Chiya. Loi Amar Tumas HaTohoim Ela Meis Bovad. For what type of a situation is there this dispensation of a Tumas HaTohoim that the tzitz is mechaper only by Tumas Mes? Ask the Gemara. Mes Lamutei Mai. If the brayse says that it only works by Tumas Mes, by no other Tumah, what is the brayse trying to teach us? Lav Lamutei. Tumas time to sheretz. It's coming to tell us that if the person became tummy with a tumas mess, that's when the halach is that if it's a tumas time, the tzitz will allow that avoider to be accepted. But if he became tummy because a sheretz touched him, there we don't have this new dispensation of tumas tahoim that we've learned. Ask me, Rami Iskinen, what is the case that we're trying to understand? To establish. If we're saying that the owner had a Tumas Sheretz of a man, which of the cases are we referring to? Ibn Nazir, if we're talking that the Nazir received a Tumas Sheretz, and the Brice is telling us that although a Nazir that has a Tumas Tahoim of a Tumas Mess, the Tzitz will help. But the Tzitz will not help if he has a Tumas Tahoim of Tumas Sheretz. Mimahanibay. Is the Tumas Sheretz an issue at all to a Nazir? Kiyomis meis olav amrachmana. What type of a Tumah affects the status of a Nazir? Kiyomis Mess, the Thomas Mess, not a Thomas Sheretz. So even if he knew he was Thomas Sheretz, forget about being a Thomas Tahaim. It shouldn't make a difference. Sheretz isn't a factor by a mess, by a Nazir. Ella, what are we going to say? It's talking about Oysa Pesach. It's talking about somebody who's bringing Karim Pesach, and the Bryce is telling us that if he had a Thomas Mess, Thomas Tahaim, then his Avoida would be accepted. But if he had a Thomas Sheretz, Thomas Tahaim, then his Avoida would not be accepted because the tzitz could not help him. Ask the Gemara. According to Mandam, it says that even a person is just a Thomas Sheretz cannot bring a Karban Pesach. So I understand what the Bryce is teaching us. This person is a Thomas Sheretz, even though it's a Thomas Tahaim of Thomas Sheretz, and the Bryce is telling us that for him the Karban Pesach cannot be brought, and even if it was brought, it's not acceptable. El Mandam, according to Mandam, that says Zorak v'shartim Thomas Sheretz, that just because a person is a Thomas Sheretz, that doesn't disqualify him from being part of a Karban Pesach. And the explanation is because what is the din of a person who's a Tamei Sheretz? He has to go into the mikveh and have Erev Shemesh. So if today's Erev Pesach and this person is a Tamei Sheretz, so by tonight when we have to eat the Karban Pesach, he'll be eligible to eat the Karban Pesach. So Tamei Sheretz is not a factor. So if that's the halacha, has to tumi yadua hutrilai, even when he's a Tamei Sheretz, though we know he's a Tamei Sheretz, that doesn't affect his ability to be part of the Karban Pesach. Tumas a time lekoshkein. So if he doesn't know that he's a Tumas Sheretz, certainly it doesn't affect his ability. So I don't have to rely on the tzitz for him. So what is the Braisa teaching us? Elalav, isn't the Braisa teaching us that the Koyin, the Braisa is teaching us about the Koyin, that the Koyin may not do the Avoida, whether he's Tumas Mace or whether it's a Tamei Sheretz, and the Bryce is teaching us, Shmamina Hutraloi Tumas Tahaim, that Tumas Tahaim is acceptable dispensation, even by the Kohen. But what type of a Tumah teaches us the Bryce? By Tumas Mess, but not by Tumas Sheretz. But now we seem to have an explanation that Tumas Tahaim dispensation even works by the Kohen. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef, your proof is not a good proof. I'll tell you that the Braisa is talking about Balaam. And what's the Braisa teaching us? By Pesach, and it's teaching us Lamuti Tumas Atayim Deziva. But some words of introduction are required. The halacha is that if a male sees a discharge of Zav, so if the discharge is for one day, he's treated like a Balkeri, where he has to go to the mikveh the next day and have tefillah and Erev Shemesh, and he's then tohar. If he has two discharges in one or two days, then the halacha is that he has to have shiva nekiyim, that he has to wait for 7 days to become free of discharge. On the seventh day in the morning, he goes to the mikveh, and if he remains tahor, clean, for the entire seventh day, then at night he's considered tahor. If he has three rias, then besides that he needs the seven clean days, on the day after he has to bring kabbonis. The discussion here is that we have a person, a zov, who had two rias. So if he had two rias, as we just said, he has to wait for the seven clean days. What happened here was, the seventh clean day was Erev Pesach. So let's say the seventh clean day came out on a Friday. The Friday morning is the seventh clean day, and he goes to the mikveh. And now, the question is, can he bring the Karban Pesach? Because by night he'll be able to eat it, or not? Says the Gemara, what the Bryce is teaching us is, but Pesach, says Rabbi Yosef, Bryce is teaching us the Pesach, Ulamuti Tumas Tan Deziva. Because let's understand this individual. This individual went to the mikveh Friday morning on the seventh day. He doesn't know what's going to happen in the course of this day. Will he see a discharge of Ziva? Will he not see a discharge of Ziva? That is the situation of Tumas HaTahayim, or non-Tuma. And the Bryce is telling us that although by a mess, by Tumas mess, when there's a situation of Tumas HaTahayim, the tzitz would be Meratza and allow him to do the Avoida. Here, it's since it's a situation of Tumas HaTahayim, of Ziva, the person will not be able to participate in this Korban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, for Tumas HaTahayim de Ziva lo Meratza, is that true that the Tumas HaTahayim doesn't help if it's a Tumas Ziva? Vatanya, we'll learn the following brisa, another word of explanation. Midoraisa, and we must emphasize that this is midoraisa. A woman's life is made up of a cycle of 7 and 11 days. During the 7 days, she could become a nida. Midoraisa, a nida, doesn't have to have 7 clean days. As long as 7 days have passed, and she's no longer seeing a discharge, she's not a nida. Following this 7-day period begins an 11-day period. During that 11-day period, she can become a zava. So if she has a discharge on just one or two consecutive days, she becomes tamei. She's a zava ketana, but she only has to have one clean day. So let's say she saw a discharge on Sunday. Provided that on Monday she's clean, she's fine. If she saw a discharge Sunday, Monday, provided that she's clean on Tuesday, she's fine. If, however, she sees a discharge of 3 days, three consecutive days, during this 11-day period, she becomes a Zava Gdoila, where she has to count Zayin Nekiyim, 7 clean days before she goes to the mikveh, and then she also has to bring kabonis. Again, this is all midaraisa, not midrabanan. We are machmer any woman that sees any dam under any circumstances requires zayin nekiyim, 7 clean days. So now, Rabbi Yossi teaches us, shemer siyom keneged yom. That's the woman who had a discharge on Sunday. And Monday, she's called a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. She has to watch one day because of the previous day. So now it's Monday. Monday morning, she went to the mikveh. And Monday is Erev Pesach. And Shachtu V'Zarku Leah. Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, they brought the Korban Pesach on behalf of this woman. B'Sheni Shalom, on Monday. V'Akach Rosa. Then at 4 o'clock, she has a discharge. Einoy chelos. She's certainly not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach that night, because that night she'll be tamei, because she had a discharge this Monday afternoon. Tuesday, until she goes to the mikveh Tuesday morning, there's no question that she's tamei. However, Ptur Melasas Pesach Sheni. She will not be required to make another Pesach on Pesach Sheni, because she will have been mekayim the mitzvah with the carbon she brought in the first Pesach. My Tama. Why? Lam Shun Demaratza Tzitz. Because since she went to the mikveh Monday morning and she doesn't know if she's going to have a discharge, when 2 o'clock the carbon was brought on her behalf, we're not sure if she's going to have a discharge or not. So it's a Tumas HaTahayim. It's an unknown tumah. And yet we see that she has been mekayim her mitzvah of Korban Pesach when she has a Tumas HaTahayim of Ziva. So we see that Tumas HaTahayim of Ziva is effective. The tzitz does work for such a Tumas HaTahayim. Asks Tosfos, perhaps the reason she doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni is because we go back to what we discussed a number of times this week, that a woman is only mechuyev, is only obligated in Pesach Rishon, not in Pesach Sheni. Answers Tosfos, that our Gemara here is going according to Rabbi Yossi, And Rabbi Yossi and Daf Tzadik Aleph is the one that holds the women on Mechuyiv in Pesach Sheni. So if she had not been Mekayim her mitzvah with Pesach Rishon, she would have to do Pesach Sheni. The fact that Rabbi Yossi tells us that she doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni is an indication that she was Mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach Rishon. Why? Because it must be that he holds that Tumas Tahaim is effective even by Tumas Ziva. Says the Gemara, Armulai, that's not the reason. Shum the Ksover Rabbi Yossi Mekanel Haba Metama. Rabbi Yossi holds that when the woman has another discharge, it only becomes tame forward, not retroactively. And let's explain this. The woman had a discharge on Sunday. Monday morning she went to the mikveh. Rabbi Yossi says, since there's a concept in halacha of mitzvah sayoyim kekuloi, part of the day is considered like the whole day, she went to the mikveh Monday morning, it's already Monday, she's tahor. She is completely tahor, says Rabbi Yossi. Monday afternoon, 4 o'clock, after the Korban Pesach has already been brought, she has a discharge that doesn't retroactively make her tamei back from Monday morning. It's from Monday afternoon that she's considered tamei. Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. But Monday afternoon at 2, when she had not yet had this discharge, and that's when the Korban Pesach was brought, she was tahor. And that's why the Korban Pesach is effective for her. Ask the Gemara, can you say that Rabbi Yossi subscribes that Tumah only goes forward, not retroactively? But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zoh Baal Shtei Riyas. You have a Zoh that had 2 discharges, either in one day or in 2 consecutive days. That we said has to have Zayin Nekiyim, 7 clean days. And today, Erev Pesach, is the 7th day. And he went to the mikveh in the morning. And they brought the Korban Pesach for him on his 7th day. And then afterwards, he has a discharge. After the Korban Pesach was brought, our woman, Monday morning, she went to the mikveh. Monday afternoon, 2 o'clock, they brought the Korban Pesach. Monday, 4 o'clock, Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock they brought the Korban Pesach for her. So 4 o'clock she had a Riyah. They do retroactively have a Tumah, and the Tumah is Mishkav Moshev, which is a couch or a seat that they sit on, that the Halach is that there's a special stringent Tumah called Mishkav Moshev. What a Zov sits on or lays on becomes Tumah Lemafreya retroactively, or b'tur melasas Pesach Sheni, but they're still parted from making Pesach Sheni. They were mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach. So what do we see here? That the explanation in Rabbi Yossi is not because he holds that when the Korban Pesach was brought, they were tahor. The tumah only begins later. He says lemafreya the tumah. What must be the reason? It must be because Rabbi Yossi holds that we say the dispensation of Tumas HaTahoim, that the tzitz works by Tumas HaTahoim, even by Ziva. And that is the situation here, because it is a Tumas HaTahoim, they don't know if they're going to have another discharge. Amri, Maylam Afreya, Distin Olam Afreya, is only Midrabonin. Midrabonin, Rabbi Yossi says that retroactively, everything they sat on, or laid on, that day is Tomei. Midrash, it's only Mekan Al Habo, and therefore, since Midrash, it's only Mekan Al Habo, that's why we say that the Korban Pesach is effective, nothing to do with Tumas HaTahoim. As Tosfos, we now have a Machloikus. Rabbi Yossi is saying that Tumas HaTahoim, that Tumas Ziva is Lemafreya, and Rabbanan hold, is Makanel Haba, excuse me, and Rabbanan hold it's Lemafreya. As Tosfos, if we're having to attribute a Machloikus between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, why do we have to say that the machloikus is mikano lahaba? If the tumah is mikano lahaba, as Rabbi Yossi says, or the tumah is lamafreya, as the rabbanon say, why don't we say the machloikus is if tzitz is meratz, if the tzitz works by tumah's time, by unknown tumah, by ziva? Says Tosfos, we don't want to make more machloikus than we have to. This question if when a woman or a male go to the mikveh in the morning, and then in that interval they're tohar, they're clean, and then they have a discharge, are they tamei l'mafrei mikan l'haba? Is a machlokes that we encounter many times in Shas. This, however, to say, is the tzitz helpful by tumas tahoim of tumas ziva? We never found any machlokes regarding that subject. So I'd rather not make a new machlokes and rather attribute Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan to existing machlokes. The tzlach takes it a step further. The tzlach says that since, as we're saying, this whole din of tumas tahoim is halach l'moshe m'sinai, it's difficult to say there are machlokes in about halach l'moshe m'sinai. Rabbi Chanan Vasman tries to understand. He says everybody agrees, the Rabbanan too, that she could go to the mikveh, the zava could go to the mikveh in the morning. The only disagreement is if in the course of the day there is a discharge, what will that do? Will it go retroactively or will it go forward? So what's the machlokes based on? If everybody agrees that mitzvah yom kikulay, if everybody agrees that she can go to the mikveh in the morning, so he explains. There's a question: what does mitzvah yom kikulay mean? Does mitzvah yom kikulay mean as if the whole day is finished, or that once the day started, it's as if the whole day is enough, or that partial tahara, partial being tahar, is already considered complete tahara? Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that if he's part of the day is considered like a whole day. So if the day began and she went to the mikveh, the zav went to the mikveh, the day is over. 7 days are over. He's clean. Later on, he sees another discharge, that's a new story. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, hold that what Mitzvah Yom only tells us is that it's considered clean. But if after that she's considered naki, she's considered cleaned. But if afterwards there's another discharge, she's obviously not clean, and that's why L'mafreya she's tummy. Says the Gemara, V'af Rab Oishia Sava, B'tam L'mafreya Mid Rabbanan. Rab Oishia also agrees that Rab Yossi, when he said that the Tomei Mishka Moshel Mafrei is only with Rabbonim, the Tanya, and the Mefarshim point out the word Tanya is difficult. Tanya refers to a Brisa. Rab Oishi is an Amira, and Amira doesn't discuss Brises. Furthermore, Rab Oishi Omer Avol, however means that he's in the middle of a sentence, and Rashi says I don't know what the beginning of the sentence was. It says Zav Shirai B'Shvi Shaloi, if a Zav saw a discharge on the seventh day, even though he went to the mikveh in the morning, and today is the seventh day of clean, and during the day he saw a discharge, soysel shlofanov, everything is falls apart, it cancels everything from before, and he has to start again. It only affects this day. So ask the Gemara, we don't need to understand Rabbi Yochanan. If he considers that this discharge, since he saw it on the seventh day, it retroactively affects him, so then I feel coolness that he should have to start counting the 7 days all over again because he didn't have 7 full clean days. But on the other hand, if he holds, like we're explaining, that he only becomes tamei from now on, we should say that the 7 days have passed. And now he has to start again, a new situation. El Eima, La Yistav La Yoima. Right. What you have to say is, Rabbi Yochanan says, that doesn't even affect this day. Vamle, and now, Rabbi Yoshi makes a comment. Rabbi Yoshi says to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshi Koykavasach, Rabbi Yoshi holds like you. Ask the Gemara, how could you say Rabbi Yoshi holds like you? Rabbi Yoshi Oima Matam Mishkav Mashal Mafreya. That the Zav and the Zava are retroactively metame everything they sat or laid on. But if you're saying that Tumah is only Mekanel Abba according to Rabbi Yossi, why do they affect everything they sat on from between they went to the mikveh this morning till when they had the discharge? El Shmamina, Metal Mafrei Midrabbanon, Shmamina. Says the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yossi, now that we established that according to Rabbi Yossi, Hashta Abba Mekanel Abba Metame, that when the Zav sees It's only from when he sees it that he's become tame. So reviewing our case, where the Zav went to the mikveh in the beginning of the day, and it's Erev Pesach. Then they brought from the Karban Pesach at 2 o'clock when he was still had clean. That's why the Karban Pesach is effective. 4 o'clock when he has a Riyah, that's when he becomes tame again. So we go back to the first Brice that we quoted today. When the Brice said Lemes, that Tumas HaTahoim only works by Tumas Meis, Lemes Bilvad Lemutimai, what is it coming to exclude? If we're saying that the Brice has come to tell us that a Kohen is also subject to the dispensation of Tumas HaTahoim, so then we could say that the Brice is telling us that it's talking about Tumas HaTahoim of a Kohen, that it works by a Kohen when he's a Tumas Meis, not when he's a Tumas Sheretz. But we were trying to avoid that pshat. So what is the Brice teaching us according to Rabbi Yossi? It can't be teaching us that it has nothing to do with that Tumas time doesn't work by Tumas Ziva, because according to Rabbi Yossi, by Tumas Ziva there would never be a situation of Tumas Tahayim Nifshminoi, so it must be to the Kohen. That there's no other way of explaining the Brisa, only to say that the Brisa is teaching us about a Kohen, and it's teaching us the Hutraloi Tumas Time, that Tumas Time is an effective dispensation by a Kohen, and the Brisa is saying that's only effective when he's a Tame Mace, not when he's a Tame Sheretz. Amri, L'Oilam B'Bayim Pesach. I'll tell you, we go back to the first explanation. It's talking about the owners themselves and the Pesach. And it's coming to exclude that the Bailim can the owners could have a heter of Tumas Taim only when they have a Tumas Mess, not when they have a Tumas Sheretz. What was our question on this pshat? That Tumas Sheretz is not an issue for Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, the Kesava ain't Shartim Zarkin Tumas Sheretz. Rabbi Yossi is going to be a mandam that says that Tumas Sheretz, a person who's a Tumas Sheretz, cannot bring a Korban Pesach. So Tumas Sheretz is a factor for such a person, and the Brice is telling us that if he has a Tumas Tahoim of Tumas Sheretz, the tzitz will not help for him. Vitzrich Lamute, and that's what the Brice had to teach us, that Tumas Tahoim works only by Tumas Mess, not by Tumas Sheretz. So the Gemara now, for a moment, goes away from the Sugya of Tumas Tahoim and tries to analyze Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, we just established that when a person becomes clean, mixes a yom kikuloi, if he's clean for part of the day, a new discharge is a new story. So how can we ever have a situation of a zava gedola of 3 days if, let's say, she'll have a discharge on Sunday, and then Monday morning she goes to the mikveh and she is clean. Even if Monday afternoon she has a new discharge, Rabbi Yossi says, Mekanal Haba. That's totally separate from the previous discharge. It's a new story. It's a new episode. And how do we ever have that she should become a Zava G'dayla, which requires 3 discharges, or even a Zava with 2 discharges, frankly? So the Gemara says 2 ways. Either B'Shafas, she constantly has a flow of discharge, no stop for all of these days. So there's no way to separate the discharges, Ibai Seima, or another way, Kigun Shiras or Kol Shnei Ben Shemashas. The end of every day and the beginning of the next day, we know that the Jewish day ends by night and the next day begins at night, is called Ben Shemashas. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is, and we use Rashi's example, she had a discharge the entire Friday night Ben Shemashas. Let's say for the sake of this Gemara, the Ben Shemashas is from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. So if she had a discharge from Friday 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. is the end of Sunday, that's day 1, and it's also the beginning of day 2 of Monday. Then, so now she's Tamei Sunday, Monday. Since she was Tamei at the beginning of Monday, that day can never be considered a clean day. The same thing will happen we're talking Friday Shabbos. She was Tamei from Friday to Shabbos from 6 to 7 she had the discharge. So that will count for Friday Shabbos. Then Saturday night, the exact same thing will happen. from 6 to 7 she will have a continuous flow, and she'll have that continuous flow, so it's considered that she was tummy on Monday and on Tuesday, and that's how you have 3 consecutive days. Rashi says that why did we have to say that these discharges took place during the night, during the Banish Mashes? He could have said that it happened at night, because Rashi holds that let's say she had a discharge Sunday late afternoon, and then Monday, Sunday night came, which is really Monday, and she was clean. And then she would have a new discharge, so then Sunday and Monday considered separate. Tysus, however, disagrees with Rashi, and Tysus says that cleanliness can only be measured by day. So let's say she would have had a discharge Sunday afternoon, and then the next discharge, even she was clean going into Sunday night, but during Sunday night she had a discharge, that period between Sunday afternoon and Monday and Sunday night would not separate. But Taisha says the reason the Gemara had to speak about Baina Shmashis is like this. Let's say she had the discharge Sunday afternoon, and then there's a space in between Sunday afternoon till Sunday night, so that separates Sunday from Monday, and that's ready by day. So it had to be that the first discharge was Sunday Baina Shmashis, that there should be no time to separate Sunday from Monday. Now, says Tysus, even the second discharge took place sometime during Sunday night, it doesn't bother me because she's still considered 2 consecutive discharges. But the Gemara said that both discharges were Baina Shmashis, since the first discharge had to be discussing Baina Shmashis, the second discharge we also had to say is talking Baina Shmashis. By Rabbi Yosef. So now Rabbi Yosef asks another kasha. Shaila. Kain amaratz matamid. The kain who's bringing the carbon tamid. Hotuloi tumas taim alai. Is there a het of tumas taim or not? And Rashi explains. According to the shita that we've learned, tuma dechuya, that it's something that even by a carbon tzibur, we don't really want to bring a carbon betuma. We should try to find a kain who's tar. Now the Gemara wants to know, will this halach even apply when somebody had a tumas tahaim? If will we also try to find a different kind or not? Im tam tzolayim kain amaratz b'kavan aseim shenozer v'aisa pesach. If we say that the kain who's working on the carbon pesach or the carbon nozer hutruloi tumas tahaim, tumas tahaim is a dispensation for him. Kain hamratz b'tamid mai. What's going to be the halacha with the kain that's bringing the carbon tamid? Do we say kigamir tumas tahaim b'pesach? When was the halacha of tumas tahaim said strictly by pesach? B'tamid lo gemiri. It wasn't said by the carbon tamid. Adama yapin and tamid b'pesach. Or perhaps we could learn tamid from pesach, and if tumas tahaim works by a kain by carbon pesach, it will also work by carbon tamid. It'll be an effective dispensation. Amar Rabba kavachaima. I'll tell you kavachaima. If in a place where known tumma is not mutter, that means if somebody is bringing a carbon pesach and he's known that he's tamei, he's not allowed to bring the carbon because he's a yachid, he's an individual. An individual can't bring a carbon when he knows he's tamei. Mokum shotulay tumma yidua. Then in a place where known tumma is permitted, such as by a carbon seber, a kayin whose tamei may bring the carbon if there's no other kayin available, and it didn't show to like tumas tahaim. So we see that the carbon tamid is less severe than the carbon pesach. So if it works by carbon, if tumas tahaim is an effective dispensation by carbon pesach, it's certainly going to be an effective dispensation by carbon tamid. And Tysus makes the point that's really not the same, because when do we say the heter that we're saying applies by a carbon tamid, that he could bring it by tuma, is only when we have no option. Tumas time is not the issue of no option. Tumas time is the issue of no knowledge. The type says the Gemara asks a different question. Amri, umidein and kavachayim alocha. Can we try to learn a kavachayim by alocha l'maish m'sinai? As we've been saying, this din of tumas tahaim is halacha l'maish m'sinai. Kavachaymers are not effective by halacha l'maish m'sinai. But Tanya, Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Akiva. There was a debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. The issue that we were discussing is a Nazir, who we know, if he becomes Tameh, under certain circumstances, he has to bring Karbonis and start his Naziris all over. And the halacha is that if he becomes Tameh with a Tameh's mace, just the size of a bone, of a barley, he has to begin his Naziris all over again. So he said, so Bekiva wants to extrapolate that certainly if he comes in contact with a Revi'a Stam of a mace, that he certainly has to start his Naziris all over again. And Rabbi Elazar tells Akiva, Etzim Kasara Halacha, this thing that if a Nazir comes in contact with a bone the size of a barley, he has to start his Naziris all over again as Halacha L'Mishmer Sinai. How do you want to know that the same din should apply by Revi'a Stam? You want to say it from a Kavachaymer. If you ain't done a Kavachaymer Halacha, you can't learn a Kavachaymer by Halacha. So how could we say that we should learn Tamid from Pesach through a Kavachaymer? This is a Halacha Mashmah Sinai. Alamarava, you know why we say that Tumas Tahaim is effective by Karban Tamid? Because you have Gzer Shavah Me'adam Pesach. We know, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, there's a Gzer Shavah between Pesach where it says Me'adoi and Tamid where it says Me'adoi, that the same, that many halachas apply regarding Tumah. There's no time really to review them. Same thing, it will apply that just like Tumas Tahaim is affected by Pesach, by Karban Pesach, it will be affected by Karban Tamid. As the Tzlach, we just said that by a halacha L'mosh Sinai, we can't use one of the Yud Gimel Midas as Torah in the dress span, that all the normal ways of learning aren't effective then. So just like a Kavachoyma is not effective then, so too a Gzeri Shavah should not be effective then. So what's the Gemara's answer? So some Mepharshim say that this is not really a full-fledged Kavachoymer. It's only a Gili Milsa. Others explain that when is there a concept that Halach L'Moshim is Sinai, you can't learn Kavachoymer, you can't learn one of the Yud Gimel Midas? That's only when that's the entire purpose of what you're trying to accomplish. You want to learn a Kavachoymer just to teach us this thing, and we can't do that. Says the Tzlach, this Kavachoymer, this Gzer Shavah of Me'adam Me'adoi Pesach to Tamid is a very old and effective Gzer Shavah that connected Pesach and Tamid. Now we're just trying to expand an existing situation. Expanding an existing situation is something that we do learn. Ask the Gemara, the Tumas Tahaim Hechiksiva, where did the Torah teach us the halacha, this dispensation of Tumas Tahaim? And like Rashi explains, we've already established, really, that Tumas Tahaim is a halacha l'moshim Sinai. But this Gemara, says Rashi, was before we established it's a halacha l'moshim Sinai, where the Gemara still thought that it was based on a pasuk. Amr Elazar, Amr Kra, the pasuk says, by Nazir, v'chiyamis meis olav, the word olav teaches me mechferes olav. It has to be an apparent tumah, otherwise it's not considered a tumah. Ask the Gemara, Ashkecha Nazir. So we have a pasuk by Nazir. Ois pesman nolan. How do we know that the same din applies by Karban Pesach? Amr Rav Yochan, Amr Kra, m'derech rechoyke lachem. Lachem means mecheres lachem. It's a tumah that's obvious, that's known to you. V'shem melakish amr, kederech. The pasuk uses the word kederech by Karban Pesach. Ma derech begoli. A road is open. Af tumah begoli, it has to be an open tumah that everybody knows and sees about. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, Eze Tumas Tahaim, what is the Tumas Tahaim? Kol Shalai Hikaba Eche B'Soif Oilem. That nobody in the world is aware of this Tumah. Hikaba Eche B'Soif Oilem, if anyone is aware of this Tumah, aims at Tumas Tahaim. This is no longer considered Tumas Tahaim. Now, ask the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer Domim Mukhfer Salav, according to Rebbe Lezer, who said that it has to be apparent, so it has to be Adi Yadahu, until he knows. Other people knowing or not knowing shouldn't be a factor. Furthermore, according to Rabbi Yochanan that said that we know because it has to be apparent, lachem, to you, and lachem is a plural, that means at least two people. So it should be adi yada betrain. Unless two people are aware of it, it should not be considered tamei. And we just said that tumas tamei is that nobody's allowed to be aware of it. And now even l'shem elokish tamei kederech,
that it has to be like a road to be considered tuma. The whole world should have to know about this tuma to be considered a tuma. Yet we're saying tuma's time is only when no one is aware of it. Ella tuma's time, hilchsa gemira law. Tuma's time is Allah l'moshe m'sinai. The Quran, all these psukim are only a smachta ba'alma. We're trying to find support, but it's really a halach l'moshe m'sinai. Amar Rabbi Ravashi. So Rabbi Ravashi goes back to teach us in the Mishnah that we learned that tzitz is meratza, that tzitz is mechapa by tumas atahayim. Lo yishana shenayda lalachas zrika. It's only if he became aware of the tuma after zrika. Dichi is darik, dam shap is darik. So when the zrika took place, he thought he was doing it properly. Avol noyda lalufnei zrika. If he becomes aware of the tuma, even though it was a tumas atahayim, before the zrika, loy maratza, then the tzitz can't be helpful. Meisve asked the Gemara. It says in a braisa, which we're going to discuss more in a moment, hamotzi meis mushkav l'rach v'shal derech, if somebody finds a corp lying across the whole road. So it's in a situation, as we will explain, that's impossible to pass through this road without having touched it. V'truma tumei. As far as truma his tumei, he will not be allowed to eat tumei. He will not be allowed to eat truma, because tumas atahayim, even if this is an example of tumas time, as we will explain, doesn't help for truma. L'nozo oisa pesach, however, regarding a nozo oisa pesach, tor, he's tor, because it's a tumas atahayim. Says the Gemara, v'kol tamei v'tor. Now, whenever the Braisa or a Mishnah use the terminology of tama tor, it means for the future, lahaba. That means he knows his situation. Even though he becomes known that he had a tumas atahayim, the Korban Pesach or the Nozer may bring his kabbonis. Ali Yitma, says the Gemara, Hochi Yitma. Amar Avashi, loy teimen noy de loy l'achaz riku de maratza. Don't say that only if he became aware of the tumas atahayim after the zrika will we say that he's tar. Avol loy de l'flame zrika loy maratza. If he became aware of it before the zrika, then the tzitz cannot help for tumas atahayim. Even before the zrika, that it can be effective. However, Rashi and Taisa say it can only be effective if it was after the shechita, before the zrika. That means when the shechita took place, he wasn't aware that he had a tumas atahayim, and then he did the zrika. But if even before the shechita he was aware of this tumas atahayim, then the tzitz cannot be meratz in such a situation. Gufa, says the Gemara, Hamaytzi meis mushkev l'rach v'shal derech. If somebody finds a mace laying across the width of the road, l'truma tamei, regarding truma is tamei, because there's no heter of tumas tahayim for truma, l'nazav oisa pesach tar, but for karban pesach, for nazar, there is this heter. Says the Gemara, b'med v'mamurim, when do we say that he's tamei as far as truma is concerned? Shein lo yimokim laver, he had no way to pass without touching the mace. Aviyesh makam laver, if he could have gone through this road without having touched the mace, after truma tar, even for truma is tar. Because as we know, there's halacha, sofik tumah b'rishus rabbim. It is of a sofik if a person became tumah and it's in rishus rabbim, if it's an open place. Whenever there's a sofik, whenever there's a doubt, we say tar. Continues the Gemara. B'madvam amurim, shenish shalayim, we found, shemitzoy shalayim, we found the corpse whole. Aval meshubar mefurik, we found the corpse dismembered, tahar. He's going to be tar even for truma. Shem ben aprakmavar, maybe he walked different, walked between the different limbs, or the kever. But if the mace was found in a kever, afilim shubim afurik, even if in the kever the mace is dismembered, tame, he will remain tama. Shekev mitzafer, the kever puts them all together. As Taisus, how could we have a situation of tumas tahayim, an unknown tuma, in a kever, in a grave? Somebody put him in the grave. And as we said before, as soon as someone is aware of the tumah, it's no longer considered tumas tahayim. So how could you have a case of kever that the person is in a grave and still be considered tumas tahayim? So Taisus says, and we're going to explain Taisus with the explanation of the Sfasemis, that what happened here was that this person lay down in a coffin and died, and no one was aware of it. But says the Sfas Emes, that alone would not be sufficient. Because if he just laid down in the coffin and died, if there's no one that will cover the coffin, then the coffin is not considered a kever. Because a kever is only considered a kever when it is covered. So therefore, the Sfas Emes says that you have to go a step further. You have to say that the person lay down in the kever, and after laying down in the kever and died with no one knowing about it, and then afterwards somebody covered this coffin without anybody even being aware of that happening. Says the Gemara, however, b'medvar mamurim, when do we say that we could assume that he walked through the different dismembered limbs? That was b'mahal paraglov, when he was walking by fiat. Avatana rochav, if he was carrying a burden, or he was riding, tamei, he'll still be tamei. L'fish mahal paraglov, somebody walking, ef shleigav loyal, it's possible they didn't touch or form a roof over the mess. Avatana rochav, someone who was loaded with a burden or riding, ef shleigav loyal, it's impossible that he did not touch or form a roof over the corpse, and therefore he'll be tamei. Furthermore, b'medvar mamurim, when was this said? B'tumas ta'im, av b'tumah yidua, tameh. When we know for sure that there's a tumah there, then the traveler is tameh under all circumstances. Even regarding Pesach and Karban Nazir. Ve'ezi tumas ta'im, and now the Gemara repeats as we learned before, why it's considered tumas ta'im? Kosh lehikav ha'ech b'sayfayim, that nobody in the world knows about this tumah. If anybody in the world is aware of this tumah, and it's a tumah's time, it's no longer considered tumah's time. And the Brisa gives examples. We found the corpse in straw, earth, or pebbles. Harezet tumah's time. That be considered tumah's time because it's possible that these items covered up the corpse and no one is aware of it. So it's an unknown tumah. However, the mayim, if it was found in water, Bafela, in darkness, ben the kike esloim, in the crevices of stones, ends at tumas time. That already cannot be considered tumas time, because it's unlikely that nobody saw it in such places. And repeats the Braisa, as we started the shiur today, v'le'amr tumas time, elames blavad, the aloch of tumas time is only by tumas mes, not by other tumas. Only by Thomas Mess, not by other Thomas.